Good morning. This is Dr. Joyce Evelyn Johnson again with Designing Your Life Ministries. Real quickly, because I don't want to spend a lot of time, but let me share this experience I had, or a viewpoint I had, however way you want to categorize it. I woke up this morning and in my mind, I heard the term civilized barbarianism. Civilized barbarians. Now, let me tell you what sparked that. I'm quite sure that everyone has seen or heard or had experience with the Chick-fil-A versus Popeye controversy. Okay, I found it amazing that that was even happening. I really did. I said, oh my God, is this some sort of social experiment in behavior? Throw something out there and see how people react? Or is this one of the best PR experiments or stunts that we've seen in social media in history? I don't know. But it was a phenomenon to me that people were lining up the way they were. And that wasn't so much the lining up, because people tend to do that when they want something for a movie or Black Friday. So the lining up, lines around the corner, is not the thing. The thing was, as the controversy grew on social media, I saw something. My son showed it to me last night. I had glanced at it, but I didn't pay it any mind. He showed me where these people were fighting in Popeyes for a sandwich. And I thought it was like super ridiculous, you know, but I really didn't want to comment on it. But I did. And so I said, now, suppose this was something to do with God. What kind of people? Some woman was kicked in the stomach. Someone was, their lights were punched out, all of that. But it brought me to something, you know, civilized barbarianism. Matthew 5 and 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Well, who are the pure in heart? Who are they? They are people that don't have malice, don't have guile. They're not deceitful. They're not anything that God says they are not to be, in other words. But when I saw or heard that someone pushed or kicked a pregnant woman in the stomach, that person could have killed that baby and that woman for a $2.99 or $3.99 sandwich. That's not God. That's not love. The pure in heart have love. That's the main thing. They have love. The others, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. That's ridiculous to me. And some of these people probably went straight to church Sunday and talking about praise the Lord, but were acting foolish over a chicken sandwich. If Christ was in there, would they do the same thing? I don't know. But it was ridiculous to me. And so it made me think about the scripture, Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart. That scripture had been rolling around to me. And I said, well, what does it mean to be pure in heart? I endeavor to be that. Do I always make it? No, I don't, because you're in this human body, not an excuse, just a fact. But when you see where you go off, of course you repent. But anyway, God is love. The pure in heart stem from love. The pure in heart operate out of loving God, not intending to hurt anyone. You know, what was that old thing? To love is to never say you're sorry, something like that. And on top of that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, you know, what is that when people are acting the way they're acting right now, politically, religiously, just acting, you know, in ways that were like shocking to me, really shocking. So the thing about it is, the one little word I want to leave with you today, when you get up in the morning and command your morning, I always look at the intent of the heart. When we ask God in the morning to guide our day, or we ask God in the morning for solutions to problems, or the best thing is just to get up and commune with God in the morning. Take that morning walk in your worship, in your praise, in your meditation, and all of those things will fall in place. I can promise you that from pure experience. But the thing about it is, with all of the craziness, and it is craziness, it's bizarre. We live in a bizarre world that people are so against one another for the least little thing. I mean, it's from the corporate world, the world of religion. It's just everywhere. So the only way I think to solve it is to be pure in heart and to be live your life as unto God. Live your life as a living epistle. Before you step out your door in the morning, you know, put on the whole armor of God so that you'll be protected from everything, sometimes even from yourself. So don't get caught up in the Popeye challenge because it's not worth it. Just wait till the lines go down and, you know, leave those sandwiches. Make your own, you know, make your own. But the thing about it is, love is the key. You know, love is the key. That's one thing the world needs a lot more of. And I'm just sharing some reflections, morning reflections, I call them for myself, as I reflect on what I want to do today while I'm still listening for the Holy Spirit to tell me what His agenda is for me. And I line up to that and do everything you do in love. And then you'll never have to say you're sorry. That person that kicked that pregnant woman in the stomach, I just was appalled at that. Just like so many political things, I'm appalled at how it's so against the well-being of people simply because of the color of their skin. You know, and that's why I said civilized barbarians, because we get up in the morning, we put on our clothes, we look circumspect, we speak circumspect, but when it comes to someone getting in the way of what you want, you're ready to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And we know who that defines. You know, so I always say be careful of your intentions, because your intentions and your inclination, why you do things, is what pleases God or doesn't please God. So the bottom line is, we're civilized. Let's act civilized. The bottom line, as Christians, we say we love God, but do we? Are we on God's agenda or our agenda? I suggest strongly being on God's agenda. I suggest strongly loving God. So have a wonderful day. Ask God to guide your day, and I'm quite sure many of you do. And live together in unison with your fellow man, because that's what God wants. He's a God of oneness and unity. So that's the best way to do that. So until you hear from me next time, have a wonderful day. Have a blessed day. And you'll hear from me next time. God bless. Love you all.